Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. When it is this warm outside, you like to say the exact same thing I knew you would say. Marcus warned us. He prophesied. He reminded us day by day that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, the DFH company is most definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room like the one we use in our 93.9 studios. Also, Mitsubishi, through June, is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. One more thing. I know the fine dining that Steve Rummage is experiencing in Las Vegas has nothing on Witch Wednesday. So thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday. Be sure to get carry out, curbside, or delivery from the Hertzborn or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner. New menus here featuring favorites like the Cali Club, the Wicked, and Italian Grinder. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches. Steve, I'm going to say something that I don't want you to take personally.
Okay.
I love when you're out of town and you're not here. It does something to me.
Okay.
It does something that I need the vacation more than you need it when you leave.
Okay. I like it.
When you leave, I get to be angrier. You know, listen, two positive charged ions are like, you and I are like an explosion of atom positivity, right? And when when you leave and go out of town, when you leave, Steve, I get to be surly for a little while. And I get to let everybody irritate me. And sometimes, you know, I'm irritated and you're like, Marcus, think about who's irritating you. And I say, you know what, Steve? Yeah, you're right. You know, so you kind of remind me of 50% of the things that irritate me in the sports world I shouldn't be irritated about, right? But when you leave, I get to let it build up for a couple of days. And, you know, everybody's getting on my nerves. So, Steve, you're out of town, and one of our football players had a press conference the other day.
He did.
I found myself having to defend in recent days and weeks how it's possible that a quarterback who thought that they might start at the University of Louisville could come into a quarterback room and in three practices realize they don't have a shot in HE double hockey sticks in being a starter at this university. And while people say there must be something with the university, or it must be something about and alarms in the quarterback room and alarms and all that, you sent me something. Sent me something and reminded me. This is why I needed you out of town, Steve, because if you were here, you would have reminded me a lot sooner than today what we're talking about. So, Steve, could you elaborate on that little thing, that little reminder that you gave me that I'm arguing with whatever name you want to use?
Yeah, I mean, sporting news today. Come out with the top 25 quarterbacks for the upcoming college football season. Malik was on it. Right in there, slid him right in at 25. No, I'm kidding. He was at 19. So I'm going to cancel five of those, and I'm going to say he's a top 20 quarterback in college football coming into the season is what they had.
Sporting news. That's the Louisville Cardinal paper, right?
Yeah, that's the Louisville Sporting News.
Yeah, right. I mean, because Listen, the Sporting News cannot be a publication that is released anywhere outside of Floyd Street, right?
You would think.
So what is Sporting News?
Well, I mean, it's a national paper. I don't know the correct definition. I don't know what you want from me right there.
Does Eric Wood work for Sporting News?
He might.
Darn it.
I don't know.
You're supposed to say no, Steve. But Eric Wood can work for anybody. So I get what you're saying. I was trying to say there has to be an inside guy at Sporting News to get Malik Cunningham as a top 20 quarterback, Steve, in the country.
Well, here's the other thing I want to tell you. That would put him. Well, okay, so 19th in the country would put him as a top five quarterback in the ACC, which, because ironically, three ACC quarterbacks are in like the top six. So it's not as bad as it sounds. It's kind of crazy. Sporting News says Cunningham is an experienced three-year starter that returns for Scott Satterfield's third season with the Cardinals. Cunningham's accuracy improved in 2020, but he threw more interceptions in the process. Cunningham played well in losses to Virginia Tech and Miami and had 200-yard rushing games. Like I said, man, to say, okay, in the Power Five, how many teams are in the Power Five alone?
Brian?
Every conference, 12 to 15
per conference?
12, yeah. Well, if we'll even it out and say 12.
It'd be 60 teams if you have 12 teams in all power.
Yeah, right. Let's just say because even out at 12 because a couple have 14, something have 12. One has, I think the Big 12 has 10. So we'll just even it at 12. About 60 Power 5 teams alone. Now add in the rest of the teams in America. And you're looking at, 300 and some, I don't know how, in college football, right. I don't think it's that many. I think that's basketball. But you're talking a top 20. Now, again, this goes back to my argument, though, where, and I was talking with Pedro about this one day. I said about how it just drives me insane when people look at a guy and they're like, oh, my God, he's like 90th. What is he? The 10th small forward? 11th? He's the 13th ranked small forward in all of America.
Steve, do you realize that if sports stop tomorrow, 30 years from now, Malik Cunningham is going to be able to say, son, I was a top 20 quarterback in the country.
Yeah.
I was a top 20 rank. Like, he's going to be able to show statistics from his career that on par with anybody. Like, he's going to be able to show, when Joe Burrow is a Hall of Famer, he's going to be able to show lists that, the year Joe Burrow won a national championship, I was right behind him. I should have beat him.
Yeah.
Right? And we have to actually argue about the difficulty of recruiting a quarterback who wants to play immediately.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, do you want me to hit you with the flip side of this?
Of course I do.
Okay. Here's the flip side of it. Number three. DJ from Clemson. I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what his name is?
Yes.
I don't want to butcher that kid's name. Number four, Matt Carroll from Ole Miss. Number five, Dylan Gabriel, UCF.
Ooh.
I was like, but, not that we play him, but number eight, Derek King. Number two, Sam Howell from North Carolina. You know, if you were to make a conference title, which I'm not sure U of L's conference championship this year over Clemson. Right. Yeah. You know, you would go through them, obviously. Just looking down the list a little more. I think, Pete Jerkovic, Boston College. So there is on this list. Now, like I said, because it's exciting. And I love that Malik's 19th, but it also puts in perspective, you're going to play about five guys on this list, three that are in the top five.
We're going to play two of them in the first.
In the first 3 weeks, you're going to play two top five quarterbacks.
In the country. We're going to get chopped up,
Steve. If I'm going to get pumped about Malik, I do have to say.
Yeah, respect for it. Yeah, for our opponents.
Yeah, I'm going to get two top five quarterbacks. Yeah, in the first three games. Like I said, the Clemson one, you're going to get them, but they're such a good team that it's like
it doesn't matter.
that's a cake. I mean, that's a cherry on top game. You know what I'm saying? Like if you were to win that, that's. But the other two are games that I think you're like, we got a shot to win. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I would pick Louisville or anything.
I can't wait to see the product on the field, which is what we always say. Brian Hall, yeah. Does it surprise you, Malik Cunningham coming at number 19 on the Sporting News top quarterbacks in the country?
Yeah, I think it's shocking. I think it's one of those things where if you ask any Louisville fan, they would not have thought he would have been on any preseason accolades or anything like that. But, I mean, it kind of puts into perspective – that, you know, we're forgetting that he had a really good year the year before. Yeah, he took a slight step back last year, but as far as the national media is concerned, they still think Malik Cunningham is a top 20 quarterback.
Right, like it is okay to have a good year but have bad turnovers. Like you can have a good – they said his accuracy improved. Improved,
but his interceptions went up.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, that's what I'm saying. But it's like that's okay to say – He improved in these things, but he has to cut down on his turnover. You can't just say turnovers and just everything else, you know, like turnovers means everything else is like dysfunctional now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and it's just it's one of those things that it does remind you that he does have some tools. Now, I do wonder if the hype from Malik Cunningham, because this is how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, June 16th? This is how it starts. And then if a little bit of, I don't want to say hype per se, but what if he starts showing up on these lists again? Does that make the, because you always like to ask me, okay, what makes you happy? What's a good season? Mm-hmm. What's a good season? That's kind of the question you ask me every season, you know, I remember.
Every month. Like,
okay. Every month, yeah. What number's a good season? Okay, Duncan and Cole seem to be good. Okay, what's a good season now? You know, Clark, if Malik starts getting built up, does that move the number up for where in fans' minds? Like, is it like anything now, anything less than 7 or 8 is going to be a disappointment? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that'll be the interesting ride to watch over the next 2 months. You know, is how much love does he start getting? Because you get on one of these lists, and now all of a sudden you get on another one, and you get on another one, and now all of a sudden you're a consensus, and now you're on the Davey O'Brien watch list, and now, you know, and all this, and it's like, okay.
Let me ask you this. Do the expectations in this year, do they remind you? I don't know if it's just expectations, Steve, but the silence. the silence, the lack of, oh, we don't have a big name playmaker. We like kind of the unproven nature. Does this kind of remind you of Satterfield's first year coming in, and where it was like, okay, we don't really know about the expectations because last year was so poor, and you know, it's like I said, there's no proven guys. I mean, we had guys, but you didn't know if he knew how to use them. So that like I don't want to say the emptiness, just the uncertainty.
You're spot on. Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, Drew said it the other day. I think last week he said, you know, year one, you didn't really know what to expect. Now year three, we're kind of back to we don't really know what to expect, because it's almost like that. It's kind of the same thing Chris Mack's going through. I mean, you know, Coach Mack, your first couple years, you've got a lot of Patino guys still, or not Patino guys, because Patino really never coached them.
Mm-hmm.
But not guys that you picked. I mean, it was cute what you said when you come in, and I loved it. And, right. You know, these are my guys. I chose them. But you didn't. And actually, your recruiting shows, you wouldn't recruit like that. Like, I'm looking at the teams you're recruiting. They didn't look like your team the first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what you would have picked, right? So it's like then you get last year was kind of the COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. And this year it's like, okay, I kind of feel like it's year one again, because this is kind of his team. Like, this is a whole
year one with a new staff as well.
Yeah, right. And Coach Satterfield is as well. And by the way, from what I'm hearing from a few of the coaches and stuff, I think recruiting is going to be just fine. But it was it's like it is almost a new thing. Like, and like you said, Louisville Ray doesn't have a superstar. I mean, like, Ketro Clark is probably the biggest name, but even nationally, is he a big name?
Like, I think it's kind of unfortunate. As we grow as a fan base, we'll appreciate a Ketro Clark. You know, does that make sense? Like,
sure.
I think, and I also think you remember earlier this week or earlier this month, I said Coach Brown and this defense. This is just a Marcus opinion. It's going to be a watch now, like one of those areas that you once you start like actually liking your defense, you're kind of excited about seeing them go out there and try to make something happen. Again, you got to have some bodies on that line so people can't just line up and run downhill. But if you can plug that leak on the defensive line, I think the scheme and the speed and their ability to capitalize on turnovers, I think we're going to see like some more exciting defensive plays.
Yeah, no. I mean, we've had that conversation. I mean, with the offense versus the defense, and kind of how things, you know, how we like football that we like to watch, quote unquote. But it's I mean, I do think that Coach Brown probably has the most
consistent confidence level.
Absolutely in that. But I'm saying, like, I actually think he might have more pressure this year from the fan base. Not like actual pressure, like your job's on the line or anything, but like
expectations.
Because I mean, I kind of feel that way, because I'm like, even though, like you said, to be a 12-team playoff contender, you know, which that's the direction it looks like we're moving. I think Louisville's still a year or two away from depth of, okay, oh, okay, this guy on the D-line goes down, hey, get here, give me my 280, 6'3", go, you know right. What I'm saying? Four-star guy from Florida, get over here, get in there. You know, like, I think Louisville's still a couple years away from that, because that takes time to build that up, because you're building depth up everywhere. So,
yeah, and you're weight programming them to death, too. You know, like, you're building them up now.
Sure. But here's the thing, man. You have, I mean, there's so many names. I mean, Cole and Duncan were good. Perry, it came in. Turner from Southern Miss. I mean, there's guys like that. You're like, oh, yeah, we got him, too. You know, you're like, yeah. No, he was an all-conference player in CUSA. You add him to the mix. Clark's there. You go back and look. Oh, yeah, CJ Avery came back, didn't he? Yaya Diaby's back, didn't he? Yeah. Yasir Abdullah. Oh, yeah, he's playing. What's the guy? guy's name? Monty? Oh yeah, Monty Montgomery. He's back. And you start to win. Chandler Jones is getting a lot of hype, man. So
what was Chandler Jones' rank coming out of high school? Was it? No, CJ Avery was. I was gonna say Chandler.
They were both All Americans. They were both. They were Under Armour All Americans. Yeah.
And we had to watch
both of them.
Isn't that funny, Steve? That we had to watch them like. We had expectations like they were just instantly supposed to be monsters, and you're like, yeah,
sure.
I remember, like, particularly with Chandler Jones, like he got plays caught on him, you know, a couple times they were picking on him, and I'm like, he's running with anybody though, like he's running with the top guys. He wasn't getting burnt, but he got, you know, a couple times he got, you know, beat out for the ball at the, you know, at the point of attack, you know. Like, he kind of got mossed a little bit, but he looked like he was always able to run with anybody. So now, what are you talking about? Year two, year three? Chandler Jones?
Yeah, year three, I guess.
I was gonna say I don't know if I'm calling him a senior or junior, you know, through the year, but yeah, like
he actually, I think he's a junior. Yeah.
Golly, time flies on some of these players. But, yeah, so point being, you think Brown might have the expectations of the offense to stop somebody, like, or expectations like our defense is going to be able to stop some people or at least create some turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people kind of expect, like, you know, even though, like, we're more offensively critical, mm-hmm. I think, in this city, I think people are kind of giving a pass a little bit to the offense, like, because I think people are like, okay, Javian gone. Tutu gone, Dez gone, you know, blah, blah. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think the offense doesn't get a huge pass around here. Ask Coach Mack. Like, look, Jordan Warren, those guys, we had one of the best three-point shooting teams ever, and we all, including myself, sit there and was like, hey, if they can't score no better than this, then I don't know what they're, how we're going to win a game. But, like, the defense, though, I do think people are like, I think especially by the time Labor Day weekend, when we get down there, when we get down to Atlanta, I truthfully, whether it's warranted or not, I don't know. Yeah, that's another argument for another group. But I think that Louisville fans are going to walk into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and go, I don't think Kiffin could throw all over us. And again, I'm not saying that's warranted. I'm not saying it's not. You know, we don't know. There's a lot of new pieces to the defense. But I think we say, if you're as good of a defensive coach as we think you are, you've got a lot of good pieces. We understand you don't have a lot of depth. We understand we might walk out of here with a nail. We understand that. But it should be a pretty good-looking product. Does that make sense? Like, I should feel pretty good about my product going forward. I can leave Atlanta with the loss to Ole Miss. Now, hey, in 2-3 years, if you're still here, I can't anymore. I can't go to Atlanta and leave with the L. I think you're in the process. You're in the year or two here where fans are still, okay, I can leave here with the loss if I'm confident leaving. So,
well, speaking of losses, Steve,
I could be wrong about that too. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I don't know. Text line may say no, you're wrong. But
speaking of losses, Steve, okay. I was emotional yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I think I still may be in the same frame of mind. I need you to sacrifice something for the Ole Miss win. I mean, yesterday, you know, my truest nature came out. You know me, like I want the heads of fallen opponents on my wall with big names. And we kind of got into the conversation about, you know, EKU sacrifices for Ole Miss and, you know, just the name. Like, I felt like Ole Miss, like, I want a win over Ole Miss on my resume as a football fan, you know, a pure football fan. It's like the Notre Dame. I don't care that Notre Dame,
especially in Atlanta. That's different.
Okay, man. So you didn't hear any of that conversation yesterday,
dude? I've been listening to you all week. What are you talking about? I'm in Vegas.
I mean, I thought you made it. Somebody may have cursed me out on Twitter and DM'd it to you or something.
I know. I didn't even know you exist.
Good.
The only thing, except the midnight shows, I've been jumping on there just because it's 8 o'clock here.
Okay.
My body, but which, by the way, I was like, oh, that won't bother me. Hey, it's just crazy. It's the longest days ever here.
Right.
I feel like I'm up for 27 hours a day. It's right. Just insane.
Speed,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely. I'm like, this is cocaine. This is what cocaine's like.
So, okay, well, I'm not sure if I still feel like this, but I know you can understand my emotion on something like if we beat EK or if we beat Ole Miss, I would sacrifice a sleepwalk game and lose the EKU. Now, I said it yesterday, and the disgust that I felt on the text line, there, yeah. It's EKU, and I'm like, listen, I can explain away. Hear me out. I can explain away, you know, just a sleepwalking, rainy EKU game.
I don't really want to hear you out. That's the only problem. I really don't want to hear your explanation.
But Steve,
for it because there's no rationale. Because
here's the thing. You're not enjoying Labor Day weekend, Monday night, whooping Lane Kiffin in Atlanta, beating them by 14. Just, it's all now.
What's Michigan Wolverines' biggest win ever?
Michigan Wolverines football biggest win ever?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What's their biggest loss?
Yeah. This would not be right. App State. This would not be App State, Steve.
Yeah, it'd be worse.
No.
Be worse. No. That App State team had three or four NFL guys.
No, that App State. Yeah, no. But here's the thing. Michigan was ranked top five when they lost.
Listen. Right, but here's my point.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, they were. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, they were. They were because that was the year that everybody was like, I think they were like picking Louisville and Michigan, and both of them ended up not making bowls.
Oh, God.
I know. But the thing is my point is I'm not comparing.
You wouldn't just be happy.
You
wouldn't be happy for the EKU kids, Steve?
Well, I mean, no. and the point is you remember your losses a lot of times. Like, this year would be known as, oh, that was the year they lost to EKU. It was the year they beat Ole Miss.
You wouldn't sacrifice an EKU for a UCF and Ole Miss?
Well, I don't know.
Because that was the original question.
Now, that may change it a little bit.
You beat top five quarterbacks in your first three games and just had a sleepwalker against EKU.
That might change it a little bit.
You lost 23-21 to EKU.
Yeah, I mean, now that might – I still would probably say no, but that would change it a little bit because, okay, I'm 2-1. I'm not a playoff team. I don't think I am. I mean, but I still have a shot. I'm 2-1.
Okay.
I mean, I got to beat everybody else.
I'm not giving you Kentucky. I'll give you Florida State.
What do you mean?
I'll give you a win over UCF, Florida State, and Ole Miss for you to sacrifice an EKU.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. 3-1 with just a fluke loss to EKU. Sure. Oh, yeah.
Jeez. I am never negotiating with you, Steve. I had to literally give you three program program building wins just to get a little stinker against EKU.
Is FSU still a program building win?
Yes.
Do they need to beat us?
You see their recruiting classes, Steve. You still got to say they're.
But I'm still getting to where I'm like, we're in a weird transition phase where it's like, y'all better not keep losing to Louisville. Y'all need FSU needs to make sure they need a runoff 2 or 3 against Louisville more than Louisville needs a runoff 2 or 3 against them. But it, 3-1. Yeah. Okay. I can explain. Yeah. Ha ha. We lost to EKU. Yeah, well, we beat two top 25 teams in Florida State.
Right.
Yeah. And Florida State may be a top 25 team. I don't know by week 4, you know,
Brian Hall, a UCF win and an Ole Miss win to sacrifice against EKU. Drew, what do you think most fans think?
So he wants to know, he's coming in there for you.
Drew, you know I like to make deals with the devil.
Yeah, deal with the sports devil.
Okay, now.
And I can't hear Steve, and I have headphones on. I've just been radio kidnapped.
It's okay. Okay, I got to ask you this question.
Okay.
I'm in Atlanta.
Okay.
Labor Day weekend, Monday, Labor Day. I take Lane Kiffin out on the front lawn and beat Ole Miss in front of the world.
Okay.
Right? And then I lose a stinker 23-21 to EKU.
It's no good. So what are you asking me? Would you trade one for the other? Or what are you saying?
Louisville fan, would they trade that one?
Hmm. That's a tough one.
And this is me. Old Miss national TV.
That's a low, low. That's a really, really, really bad loss. But it's better than the other way around, right? Losing Ole Miss and just beating EKU, okay. I guess. Yeah.
How much more would it sweeten the pot if I gave you the UCF?
Oh, I'd take that deal. I'd take the 2-1 start.
Because you could explain away to EKU.
You get me to 2-1. I don't care how you get there.
And those are two top five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
In Ole Miss and UCF.
Yeah. Do you get to keep one of them if you beat
them? Steve's under. Right. Steve's under. Malik is a top 20 quarterback. Did you see that? The Sporting News just released their top 25.
Because I can't think of 20 others.
Last one.
All right.
It took Steve. He needed UCF, Ole Miss, and Florida State.
Okay.
To sacrifice the EKU.
No, I just get me to 2-1.
Would this be remembered as the year you lost to EKU?
No. It would be a very head-scratching start. Like, they did what? Opened up with and beat who?
But the majority of the fan base could deal with that.
I think they could. I think getting to 2-1, I think.
See what I'm saying, Steve? Appreciate it, Drew.
Get back in the sports book, Steve.
Right? You see what I'm saying, Steve? Drew Diener was willing to sacrifice an EKU loss for only Ole Miss and UCF.
I mean, I already told you my answer yesterday when you gave me the Ole Miss for EKU. And I was like, yeah, I mean, Steve, what I told him yesterday when he said, would you sacrifice the EKU game for the Ole Miss game? I said, if Ole Miss was LSU, Alabama, Florida, you know, Georgia, one of those top tier SEC teams, yes, I would take the win against one of them for an EKU loss.
I agree with you.
But yeah. I was like, Ole Miss is kind of middle to bottom of the SEC, and I'm not sacrificing all the talk that we would have to deal with after an EKU loss just for a win against Ole Miss.
Oh.
Now, when you add Central Florida in, it gets closer, but I'm still kind of like,
okay, Steve. Now. Steve, a three-loss season, Clemson, EKU, and Kentucky.
No.
Y'all, where is your brains? Y'all are way too emotional on this. A three-loss season, Steve. Clemson, Kentucky, and EKU.
No. It's an utter embarrassment to keep losing to Kentucky. You've lost twice. You've lost twice to Kentucky, and it feels like Kentucky's just – you know how disgusting it feels? And then you look back, and you're like, oh, they've won three of, like, the last seven or eight.
Ten.
Ten. I'm with Steve on this. I would rather go 6-6 and beat Kentucky than to go 9-3 and lose to Kentucky as one of the three losses.
Listen, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, man.
If Kentucky was really good, I would take that.
Steve, loss season, Steve. That means it was
a Heisman Trophy year and a year we were in the top five, and you want to vomit when you look at that year because of how Kentucky beat you at the end of the year. So, like, okay, cool. You're not selling me on the three-win season. I watched maybe the greatest running quarterback ever win the Heisman Trophy, and as all people can remember, is like, how did they blow that Kentucky game? Oh. Now, if Kentucky was a perennial, like, if our rival was, like, a perennial top 10 team, then you're like, okay, whatever. You know, like, Kentucky's basketball, for instance. I don't like to admit it, but
okay. How many games would Kentucky have to win to make you make that sacrifice?
Oh no, no, they would have to do it for over a period of 10 years, like not Stoops' 12th year, and they're like, wow, seven, we want seven. You know, no, like it would have to be like you would have to become a program, go make a BCS bowl, go make an SEC championship, go win a Heisman Trophy, do a fraction of the things Louisville has done in the last 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Hold on,
then
Steve,
we can talk.
We got somebody on the line. Listen, I can feel the energy through the phone line, Steve. Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Why, Marcus? Why? Why are we doing this? Why are you doing this?
Dana.
I mean, why would you just throw the
three-loss season?
No. Why would you just throw the Texas State Fighting Armadillos in there at the same time? Why would you just throw them in there, too? EKU, AUK in the same year? You want to lose two Kentucky schools in the same year? My God.
Three losses, Dana?
I do not care. And I'm with Steve on this one 100%. No. Absolutely no. No.
I think y'all are in the minority. I think most fans can
appreciate. I love both of you guys. I'm taking Steve's side on this one. Y'all have a good day, man. No.
Dan, I appreciate the call. I just think y'all are in the minority. I think most football, true football fans, would take a 9-win season and sacrifice 3 losses to Clemson, Kentucky, and EKU. And I'm not going to change my mind. Quick last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Remember, Brian, we got to go back to quick pull in on music because I am muting these people to death. So, apparently, I was wrong. Nobody agrees with me. But here's the thing, people. I do want y'all to know, Steve actually talked me out of the UK loss a couple of days ago. When did we first have that discussion about UK? Yeah. About a week ago, maybe?
Yeah, about a week ago. I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been in Vegas way too long.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, probably about a week ago we had that conversation. Yeah,
you did win me over with the UK conversation. Like, yeah, there's not really many sacrifices I can make.
Listen, I have a conversation. Well, a little. I know we're on the last little stretch here, but a couple things I want to parlay this into a sports conversation. But I'm going to start it off like this. I'm never driving over 3 hours.
Yeah.
Again.
Right.
Four. No, I'll say four because I'll drive to Gatlinburg. I wouldn't fly to Gatlinburg. But after the flight, I genuinely want to thank the text line. I was like, because I used some of the tactics. Like, you know, I was like, I appreciate it. I read all those texts that people sent in last week.
Which tactic worked the best?
Just the little things like chewing gum and kind of like lean your head back sometimes when your ears pop at the beginning. But like, it just things to expect, like the landing and stuff. And actually, I ended up liking the takeoff and the landing, I think, as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we flew Southwest. They did a good job. And they told me, actually, some people that listened to the show was on the flight with us, which was cool.
That's awesome.
They were very, very nice. Yeah, very nice. I chatted with them, and they were like, hey, if that landing didn't bother you, they were like, that was one of the rougher landings we've ever had. They were like, so if you were okay with that, then you should be fine, because apparently the wind in Vegas is really bad. So when you come down, it's really turbulent sometimes. And apparently this was a really bad one, which the captain did a good job at letting everybody know, like, hey, we're going to have a pretty rough landing here. So, you know, everybody just buckle up. We'll be fine, you know, but hang in there. So that helped too. But like, I'm going to go everywhere.
Hold on, Brian.
I'm going everywhere now.
Steve, I believe Brian.
Steve, I gotta cut you off real quick because we got a little bit of breaking news, and it's something that I don't know. It could be interesting. So Kentucky head coach John Calipari would be open, quote unquote, would be open to jumping back into the NBA, according to Yahoo Sports' Ben Robach and Vince Goodwill, a high-ranking NBA exec, told Yahoo Sports that Calipari may have maxed out at Kentucky, thus leading him to seek opportunities outside of college basketball.
Well, so the one and done goes away, and he's like, look, and then Orlando come in there, and he's like, hey, I'm the captain now.
That's according to Yahoo Sports. That he has maxed out at Kentucky and is apparently pursuing opportunities outside of college basketball, including the NBA.
Well, Steve,
really?
What do you make of that?
I mean, I haven't saw it, so I don't know. But if that is the case, that would
Steve, we've already predicted this.
Yeah.
Why would it be a surprise? Why would it be a surprise at all? I swear to God, if you let Mac beat you this year, oh God. If Mac beats Calipari this year, if he makes it to the season and Mac beats him. Mm-hmm. I hate that this news only came out just now. I wish I had that at the beginning.
No, listen, it's something that Marcus and Steve have told you is going to happen. And, you know, and that's why when you've got the young buck on your tail, that will, look, it happened. I mean, look, I'm just saying.
The game changes on you.
So Dana called back in and he said, so let's say that Calipari leaves Kentucky. I'll take the EKU Kentucky loss in football. All right.
You would sacrifice to get him out of Kentucky.
Yeah, well, the reason I would like it the most is more of Chris Beard's gone now.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, okay, there's really nobody they could get that would terrify me.
We already saw the money from Nike was going to other places, Steve. It's over.
Do you think they'd make a run at Kenny Payne?
Wait a minute. No. That article did not come out 32 minutes ago, and I don't see my Twitter flooded.
Wait a minute. That article came out 32 minutes ago, and we literally have people who inject Twitter straight into their bloodstream, and there is no. Uh-ohs, there is no panic buttons, there is nothing. 32 minutes into this, Steve?
Yeah, 32 minutes in, and I have not saw that come across my Twitter locally yet.
Is that not a big story, Steve?
Brian, I'm sure
Hall, what's the title of that story again? Because I want to see when it comes across people's thing, I want to see how it just... I process this, Steve.
So this is from Bleacher Report. They have it titled, Kentucky head coach John Calipari reportedly, quote unquote, open to returning to the NBA.
And that's not all over Twitter yet, Steve. In Louisville, Kentucky, in the state of Kentucky. I can't believe I'm just now hearing about this, Steve.
Should make
for a fun night show. I was getting ready. Steve, I was getting ready to talk to you about Donovan Mitchell's money snub by not making.
Which was crap.
Right. But I had to go read this article. I'm sure Donovan's situation is about the same. Article, Jason Tatum hasn't made any of the three All-NBA teams, and hugely expensive snub for the Celtics All-Star. Tatum actually had better numbers this season than he did in 2019, 2020, whatever, whatever. Listen, but voters haven't seen him worthy of all NBA honors this season, which will cost Tatum $32.6 million for his rookie extension. I'm sure Donovan is pretty much the same. Like, your extension for making, you know, you can probably add another 30 for making one NBA, all-NBA team.
Yeah. No, Jason Tatum, I mean, he's the same. He's in the same boat Donovan. Jeez. Like yeah. I mean, there's no way those two aren't all-NBA players. Like, and you know, it's one of those where you're like,
Paul
yeah, some
George?
Of these guys. Yeah, right.
Jimmy
right.
Butler it's, didn't ball this year.
I know.
I mean, Bradley Beal, he's nice.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, second team.
Which, by the way, you know what that also tells me?
I'm listening.
Calipari's looking at this team like, oh, Jesus, God, we're going to suck again.
Why else would that story come out right now, Steve?
We're gonna suck again.
He already has a lifetime contract.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be terrible. Can you imagine if 32 minutes ago,
Mac Coach open Mac, to exploring NBA options?
No, I'm not even doing that. Coach Mac linked to the Texas Tech job.
Ooh.
The Twitter would be exploding.
Somebody would have busted into Brian Hall's booth and said, "Hey, you got to tell them this. You got to tell them this on air right now,
Coach." Well, I assume that's where Brian heard it, right?
No,
nobody brought that into Brian.
No, I got it as a notification on Bleacher Report. You know what else? Usually,
which means everybody else got that notification too, Steve.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where our producer text messages they tend to send information right when it happens. You know, whenever something Louisville happens, I find out through my text message in the producer chat before I see it, and I have nothing in the chat still about this.
Brian, I've watched people bust into your room in the middle of the show the moment Carly Jones is going pro. Boom!
Yep.
I've watched it happen.
Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. Right. Like a robbery.
So it's been 40 minutes and we still don't even have it in our group text yet.
They kick in the door like it's an armed robbery, Steve. Coach Mac, fire the guy, put this on air now. Everybody now, go. Looks like a Point Break robberies or something.
Look, I just saw James Strebel. For the first, and kudos to James.
For listening to first Middays with Marcus May.
Well, he might be. I like James. James is a good dude, man.
He got
just
it from
cheers
this.
For the wrong team. He'd be a great Louisville fan. I'd love to have him. I'd take him. And he might be a Louisville fan. Mm. So we'll see.
Yeah, he has a little but that yeah. Butch in him.
Yeah, like dude. Like, you know, explain.
Butch was a former a jilted, yeah, a jilted Louisville lover turned UK fan.
Yeah.
Like, we still have yet to find out what turned him though.
and I liked James's point on there too. Like, I mean, okay, at this point, you already gave him a lifetime contract. If he wants to leave him, what can you do? You know, he's gonna leave. Like, you know.
Oh,
but it does make
that's
me
so.
Feel.
Oh, that's so passive.
Oh, no, I mean, he's a fan, whatever. Like, James is allowed to do that. He's a professed Kentucky fan.
Right.
He can be passive.
Yeah, and I don't expect him to kick in the door with breaking news the way other people do.
Yeah, James is passive with Kentucky, aggressive with Louisville. That's okay. You're a Kentucky fan. So, that I'm fine.
Looks
with
like
that,
Cal posted a picture with Kenny Payne an hour ago also. Is this real? 22 minutes ago, KSR posted a picture of Cal with Kenny Payne saying, "Look who's back in Lexington." Deflection, maybe? That is from Fleetwood Eric on YouTube and Frontman James.
Well, that's the guys. I was like, well, you know, is Kenny Payne the possible replacement of Calipari leaves? Calipari?
Oh. This is juicy, Steve.
This it is.
There's some look, and I do like people saying this may be a little misdirection. This story's coming out. There's some Kenny. This looks like media manipulation here, Steve. And I'm here for it. I'm here for because listen, media manipulation only comes from panic.
Yeah.
And you called it, Steve. We don't see these tricks unless something's going down.
Yeah.
Or somebody's panicking.
Unless you got those boys in there and went.
I don't know about this, y'all. And Orlando didn't bring any of these guys in. Neither did Chin.
Yeah. But be ready. Be ready for the spinoff of this. Be ready for the neutrals to say, oh, this is the same old thing. It's the same old thing. Don't worry about this. It's the same old thing. It comes out all the time. Don't worry about it. You're going to hear that. I'm telling you right now. You're going to see that on Twitter. You're going to hear that on the radio. You're going to hear that in locally.
In print, in news print.
It's the same old story. Cow to the NBA. Don't worry about it.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun, Steve. Well, I'm going to enjoy.
I'm glad my coaches are just grinding. So,
yeah, this is going to be a fun day, Steve. As always, 8150. Have fun. Have fun, Vegas. What are you going to do for the rest of the day in Vegas?
Today, we are going to Hell's Kitchen for lunch, and I'm not sure. Yeah,
say hey to Gordon really Ramsay sure for us.
I know. Yeah. We'll see what's going on. Not real sure. Got an amazing pool area down here. We got a lot to do.
So maybe just chill.
Yeah. So maybe just chill out. We'll see.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.